Hello, everyone, and welcome to my second anniversary special here in the boudoir. What does that mean? Well, it's not my cake day. My cake day is in December. What that means is 2 years ago today, March 13th, 2020, I posted my very first audio on GWA. How has it been 2 years? I'll never know, but here we are. So I wanted to do something special to commemorate the day, and I thought I could do an audio, but that didn't quite feel commemorative enough. Lord knows I make enough content as it is. One more didn't feel special. So I thought something that reflects on the fact that it has been 2 years, I wanted to look at the journey in a little bit more detail. I wanted to sort of see where I was then, where I am now, and sort of see what that looks like. And I've kind of talked this over with a couple of people, and it's been suggested more than once doing a reaction audio to my first attempt. So the very first audio that I posted on GWA back 2 years ago. And talking to other performers, there's kind of a mixed bag of opinions on this. Some think it's a great idea, you know, the nostalgia of it, and it's really fun to listen to where you came from. And others are like, oh my God, that's horrifying. So we'll see which camp I fall into once I've done it. So that's what we're going to do. I'm gonna check out my very first audio, which was called Blowjob Love. That was the title on the script. That wasn't the title on the post, but that was the title on the actual written script. So that's what I went with. I was trying to be unique. I don't know. Anyway, the writer didn't seem to have a problem with it. So that's what I went with. So I'm going to listen to that. You're going to get to hear it. You're going to get to hear my reaction live to it. I'll stop it and start it as I have thoughts. I'll try not to make this too long, because the audio itself is 20 minutes long, so let's not be here for hours, and see how this goes. So without further ado, let's bring in the audio. Okay, here we go.
Oh, good, you're here.
Oh God.
Hey, how hungry are you? Well, we could have some dinner, but if you aren't too hungry yet.
Oh my.
I was thinking. Oh, goody. So can I suck your dick?
Okay, wow. Yep.
Oh.
That went for it.
Yeah. Okay. No, we can do that.
Get there faster.
Not that just plain sex doesn't sound good too, but out of curiosity, is there a reason you don't want a blowjob?
Oh God.
It's just, I mean, not to be too egotistical here, but
no, of course not.
I know I give an amazing blowjob, and I know that's something you like too, so what?
Oh Lord.
No.
Okay.
Babe, I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh at you. It's just
No, don't laugh.
Where did you get that idea? I mean, I guess there are probably some women who feel that way.
Okay, so that was the first like minute and a bit, and wow. Yeah. So many things going through my head. First of all, I can tell, like, I can hear my process in my voice. Also, I didn't realize how much deeper my voice has gotten since then, in the last 2 years. I don't think I was, like, doing a voice. Like, I know when I do the F sub, I tend to go into the higher register, but I don't think I was doing that. I was just talking. And it, yeah. Oh, man. The overacting. Wow. In my head, I had read this script so many times and had overprepared so much, because I took the same approach to this that I would to a theater script. which, I mean, that's all I knew, right? I've been a theater performer pretty much my whole life. And that was the experience that I had, is when you get a script and you're going to perform it, you basically run it into the ground. But the difference is, you don't have to do that here. And I didn't know that. And actually, it can work against you because it can sound, well, like that, really overprepared and just too big for the space. And that's what I'm hearing. Lots of enthusiasm, but some of those lines just, oh my God, cringe. I do still love this script though. I just don't think about all the scripts that I've done over the last 2 years, but this one still is probably one of my favorite that I've done, just because it's such a positive script. It's such a great way to look at things, and the character's attitude was one of the things that drew me to it in the first place. And I still love that about it. I'm not loving what I'm doing to it, but I'm loving the script itself. So yeah, I'm just hearing a lot of overacting. I'm hearing a lot of like enthusiasm, because I was nervous as hell. I remember sitting with my microphone and my prop, which I hadn't learned how to do the props thing at the time, and just being like nervous and scared and excited all at the same time, like I was really going to do this. And yep, I was doing it. I also hadn't learned how to scale the performance for the medium yet. So in theater, you're always trying to reach the back row. So you have to take even the smallest, quietest moments and somehow scale them to the back of the room. With this medium, you don't have as much going on. So when you're on a stage, you've got, you know, other actors, unless you're doing, you know, a one-person show, but that's not the norm. When you're on a stage, you have sets, you have costumes, you have props, you have other people around you, you have lights, you have, you know, you have the shared atmosphere of the room with the audience. So there's other, like, there's a lot of other people experiencing the show at the same time. And that's not something that you have in this medium. And you don't have to be so big to make everybody feel what you're doing. So I hadn't quite figured out how to scale it yet. This medium is so singular, and you're just in your head and everything is in your ear. Like, you're literally in the person's head, and it's just you and that person, and it's a very intimate space. So you don't need to be as much over the top. I mean, obviously when you're dealing with things like orgasms, you want to be a little bit, you know, out there, but when you're doing the dialogue part, like just the speech part, it doesn't need to be big because it will feel big. On a stage, in a theater, it's not going to feel big. It's going to feel just right, even though your performance is big. I hope that makes sense. So again, my experience working against me was making me sound like one of those airheaded, overenthusiastic people who just doesn't know what the hell's going on, but is all for it anyway. That's what I'm getting from this. And I can totally hear every bit of my process going through my head. But I'm loving it. At the same time, I'm cringing all over the place. I'm loving it because I can hear just the optimism of how much she's just looking forward to this and how much she's been wanting to do this. And it's, yeah, yeah. So let's get back to it. She's at a fairly pivotal moment here. So let's see how this goes.
I'm just deeply not one of them. Babe, I kind of love giving blowjobs.
Oh, wow.
Like, honestly, it's one of my favorite things. Yeah, really? Why is that hard to believe? Your last girlfriend.
Okay, so the voice is going a little more natural now.
There it is.
We're easing into it a bit.
I was kind of wondering if she was behind this. Man, she really fucked you up.
A little over the top, but it's fine.
She just really didn't like blowjobs, and she made you feel guilty for wanting them? For even liking them? Sweetie, that's horrible. I'm sorry. Baby, it sounds like you've got some unlearning to do.
Yes, let's unlearn this behavior.
I'm just
not the script, the right my teacher. Performance. I'm just, wow.
Here. Come sit on the edge of the bed.
Mm.
Now, have I ever lied to you about, like, anything?
Okay, so in like my ever? Head, I remember this very vividly going, okay, try to be sexy, try to be sexy, try to be so, sexy.
I adore sucking your cock.
Oh, Lord.
But obviously, I'll have to show you.
Mm.
Let's get these pants out of the way, shall we? Is this for me?
I think this was before I was doing all, well, as many of my effects live as possible.
Let's just start.
Because that was very clearly an edited sound.
God, you really are so hard right now.
Oh my.
What's making you so hard, baby?
Oh God.
Is it how I'm kneeling between your legs?
My stomach was flip-flopping this entire time.
Eager to please you? Or how I'm rubbing my pretty face all over your cock? Mm. Or maybe, just maybe, it's all these dirty things I'm saying.
Okay, so I struck the balance there.
You don't need to be embarrassed. I love this.
I wasn't over the
I
top
love that this makes you
at
hard.
This point, which
it makes
was good.
Me feel sexy.
I managed to bring it,
makes
back.
Me feel like, I don't know, like I'm doing a good job. In fact, I don't think I can hold out any longer.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. We got to talk about the prop for a second. Okay, so the prop, because we're going to hear the use of it for the next little bit, the prop that I was using is not one that I use. It's still in the bottom of the box somewhere, but I haven't used it, I don't think, since this audio. At that time, obviously, I didn't have a props box like I have now, so I hadn't learned how to experiment with things yet. I hadn't figured out how to utilize the props to make the specific sounds that I wanted for the microphone. I was still thinking about things like a theater actor would, and that is, realism is key. It has to look real, it has to feel real, it has to sound real. You have to make people believe it's the real deal. Not even thinking that the only thing that has to sound or has to be realistic here is what it sounds like. So this prop was purchased and specifically for this, and having very little experience purchasing these things with this, yeah. I had never thought about purchasing props for what they sounded like specifically. That's not a thing. I've purchased audio equipment, I've purchased instruments, I've purchased like that kind of thing based on what they sound like, but props had never occurred to me. So this thing, it's awful. It's huge, first of all. Like, huge. Like, one of those things that is intended not to be overly realistic, if I'm being 100% honest, but it's intended to look and feel like the real thing in terms of the material used and the shape and all that stuff. So I thought, what better way to make it seem realistic than to have something that seems realistic to work with? Again, theater actor. So it gets here and I pull it out of the box and it makes this god-awful clunk. And I'm like, what the hell is that? Yeah, the thing has a motor in it. So when it moves, it clunks because the motor inside of it shifts. And I'm like, oh my God. So I can't like do anything with it. It had a suction cup on the bottom, which I was kind of on the fence about. Was that going to be a good thing or was that going to be a hindrance? I wasn't sure. So I had to basically suction cup it to the table to stop this frickin' motor from making noises when I would move the prop around. It was awful. The other thing I didn't think about was the size of it, okay? So because of the medium that we work with, we have to make sure that the noise is the focus. When there's something large in the mix, it's not always easy to make noise around it. And that goes for anything, not just the blowjob Foley, but the hand job Foley or anything like that. If what you're working with is too large, it's really hard to make a good sound because the size of it will create an issue with the sound effect. Well, that was the case here, is I never thought that the more room I had to work with around it, the more sound I could manipulate. Because obviously I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. So the size of this thing became an issue, which was lovely. And also from a practical standpoint, if you are doing this and you're doing a longer audio or you're recording several in a row, which became my practice, I started doing batches. Like I started doing sessions where at one point I was doing, you know, 10, 12 audios in a session. If you're doing that and you're working with bigger props, that becomes very tiring and very overwhelming very quickly. And I didn't think about that. So this stupid thing was used in this audio and this audio only. And it's been in the bottom of the prop box ever since, because I learned very quickly what not to do. So there you have it. A little behind the scenes, absolutely mortifying detail about my first experience choosing props for this medium. So let's hear what's going on in the audio.
That's it, baby. Moan for me. Show me how much you like.
I'm just gonna turn it up a little bit so I can hear it.
I love being your little blowjob slut. Well, that got a reaction. God, I love that I can make your cock twitch like.
I think that was one of the few times I've used the word slut in an audio. It's not one I use very often.
Babe, what if I told you the only thing?
Trying to talk around that goddamn thing was horrible.
I like better.
It's terrible.
Than having your cock in my mouth. Was feeling your cock against my face.
Again, not something I do all that often anymore.
I love how it gets my face all messy with pre-cum and saliva.
I'm not sure why I don't do that a whole lot anymore.
Oh, I can't possibly like that. What? Do you know what I like better than I do now?
I can hear the echo because I wasn't recording in the studio at this point.
You feel that? That's how fucking wet this makes me.
Oh, got a little angry there.
Look.
And no wet sounds yet. I wasn't working with wet sounds yet.
From what you're used to. But you have to trust me.
The wet sounds came in quite a bit later, actually, after they'd been requested.
And in the same vein, it's okay to like what you like. It's okay to be turned on by this. And since I am too, well, it's win-win. So, can we get back to making a mess of me now?
Okay, so that was the point. I'm just stopping it for a sec. That was the point where I started to look at some of the reactions. 'Cause when I first posted this, the comments were great on the audio itself, but I got a lot of messages, and that was kind of where my inbox started to become a problem. And it was sort of the point where I started to think about the things that I could do with this, in terms of like the reassurance audios, the comfort audios, a lot of the things that I do quite a bit of now. That particular passage in that first audio was the thing that people seemed to respond to most when they were sending me messages. It was things like, you know, I've always liked this particular activity. Obviously, it was a little more graphic than that. But it was like, I always liked that particular activity, but, you know, my girlfriend never liked it, or my wife always shamed me for it, or whatever. But the way you were talking about it made me feel like it's okay. I got a lot of that. And it really made me think. And as I went forward in my audio journey, I kept going back to those messages. So to anybody that sent those that's still listening, first of all, thank you for messaging me and for being so honest and so open about that. And second of all, thank you for still being here. But those were the messages that I still go back to. And it's like, this is a lot of the reason that I make some of the quite a bit of the content that I make, is because this medium allows us to explore so many different things that in our day-to-day lives we wouldn't be able to. And that's such a beautiful thing. There's acceptance here, and there's a willingness to just be okay with things. I mean, obviously, you know, within reason, we don't necessarily look at actually going out in real life and doing, you know, the illegal things, but exploring the fantasy in the safety of an audio medium is different, right? But things like this, it's the kind of thing that everybody has those things in the back of their mind that they enjoy that they wouldn't necessarily be comfortable talking about, but they want to feel like somebody understands. And that was kind of the click for me, where I was like, this could be a really good thing, not just for fun, but for people to actually respond to and get something out of. So that was a really big moment, and just an eye-opening experience for me, where it sort of became more of a, what else can I do with this medium idea, rather than let's just have fun and see what happens. It was pretty monumental, actually. All right, let's go back to the audio.
Good.
Yeah, you can hear the motor in the thing. I was hoping it sounded like lip smacking noises, but as I'm listening to it, I know what it is. And the timing on these things. That was the other thing. How long do you go with the non-talking section? Like, I had no idea. I was like, I'll just go until I feel like stopping. That was fun.
Wait. I've been so rude. I can't believe you're sitting there with your pants off while I'm sitting here fully clothed.
And we're not even going to talk about the editing, because, oh my god.
How downright disrespectful of me.
Between the reverb and
how
the plosives.
How come the shirt has so damn many buttons?
And whatever that was.
Okay. There we go. Mm-hmm. Shit. There we go. God, I love how much you love my tits.
Oh, that's another word I don't use all that often, is tits.
Isn't that a better look?
I don't know. It's just not a word that I use. If it's in a script, I'll use it. I have no problem with that. But me personally, when I'm like improvising, I don't know what. It just doesn't come up.
Little blowjob, bitch. There's the twitch I was aiming for.
I can still hear it in the back of my mind. Be sexy, be sexy, be sexy. Oh god, is this sexy? Hear how there's like very little actual sound? It's because that thing was so fucking big.
That's it.
I was trying to compensate for it.
Mm. Like, you just can't help it. Makes me feel like a good blowjob, bitch. And you know. Sometimes, when your good bitch has been going at it for a little while,
it was so big I couldn't talk around it.
There's so much saliva. I'm brie cum, and then it spills right out of her mouth and drips. Runs right down her chin and all over her tits.
Yeah. All I can hear is that toy.
Why, thank you, babe.
That's all I can hear.
I feel sexy this way, too.
A little bit of the F sub voice coming out there. Definitely all over the map with this character.
Oh, you're throbbing. Are you gonna come soon? And then I guess it's time to take a little break. Aw, you look so downcast. I'm sorry, babe. I don't mean to tease.
Clearly, the tone of voice says otherwise.
For it to be over already. Tell you what. While we're taking a little tactile break for you.
I love that little tactile break. That was awesome. It's one of my favorite lines.
No, that's okay. You can reciprocate later. For now, though, I just want to look up at that big, hard cock. And touch myself while I watch you throb for me.
I got the big part right.
And since I so happened to be wearing a skirt today. Oh, will you look at that? No underwear.
Oh my god, I recorded that line like 14 times and I could not make it sound right because my voice kept cracking on it. The underwear line. I remember that. My face was like flaming hot the entire time. I was so mortified about this.
Oh, fuck. Yes. Such a hard cock.
I'm actually really glad I didn't go over the top with this, because as over the top as the start was, this could have been really, like, just out there and awful. But actually, the level isn't terrible.
Explode. Good. Oh, don't worry. I'm sure in the end I'll be coming just as hard as you. In fact, maybe I better keep one hand on me here. And hey, I mean, I'm not trying to tell you how to enjoy your blowjob or anything, but if you wanted to grab my tits a little, that would sure help me out. Good.
Thank God I figured out how to, you know, do this without sounding like I was reading. I really am my own worst critic, though. My God. That was a piece of advice I got from another performer, is when you're doing the blowjob stuff, make sure that you keep groaning. Because even if the sucking sounds are not what you want, if the groaning is good, it doesn't matter. That was something somebody told me before I started. And it's actually not bad advice. It's very true.
But that's what's so good about it. I get to go crazy over your cock and not pretend that nice girls don't like sex.
I love that too.
I can be just completely horny and slutty and insatiable.
Just the acceptance of that.
Get to enjoy it and not feel guilty and pretend you don't like it.
The relationship dynamic there, the safety and trust between them became a big part of my catalog.
Tell me more.
And this was sort of the start of it.
What do you like? That's good. Yeah, say it loud. Tell me what you want.
Definitely a theme that runs through my catalog.
And I love being your dirty little slut.
Again, I don't use slut a whole lot. By this point, I had figured out how to maneuver the toy so that I could breathe, groan, and not sound like I was choking. In the category of things I never thought I'd say.
You're pulsing again. You're gonna come soon, aren't you? Don't worry. I'll let you this time.
This is the first,
this is gonna
obviously
so
first,
hot.
Experience with like the edging dynamic, but I didn't think of it as that at the time. I do a lot of that now, too.
What if I get a little closer and I can lick your balls and jerk you off with one hand? Keep the other for myself.
See, hearing this now, I can hear exactly how I would perform that so that all of the sound effects would be in there.
Put that down. What do you imagine you'll be needing a tissue for? Yes. I know you're about to come. Yes, that's the point. I want you to come on my face. Remember how I like it when you make me messy? That cum is mine. I earned it. And I want it all over my face.
Oh my. I just love how she's like, no nonsense. This is what I want. Take no prisoners, but my performance is like over the top. The microphone didn't edit it.
Didn't edit it out.
Awesome.
That'll really let me over. Just come on this face for me. I want to feel you on my skin. Yes. Okay.
Oh, here's the first one.
I'm gonna come.
Going through my mind was like, is that long enough? And there was no recovery. It's one thing I'm always very careful about now is making sure there's recovery time. The breathing changes gradually and things like that. Apparently I didn't
that was so much
think about that type of shit at that point. Again, no idea. I didn't do my swallowing noise either, which is a big thing people comment on when I do blowjob audios, is I do the swallowing noise, the gulp. That wasn't a thing yet, just, apparently.
Just let me catch.
It's so catch odd to think of all the things that I've added over the years.
So, did I convince you?
Oh, there's a train there.
Blowjob?
I totally just heard a train. Okay, so that was the end. First, before I say anything else, fantastic script. Again, still one of my favorites 2 years later. A big thank you to the scriptwriter, Easy11. Thank you for that. And it was a pleasure to fill. I loved that that was my first one. I had like 40 that I had saved from Reddit. And that was the one that I kept going back to. And the one, obviously, that I went with for my debut. Apparently, I'm just not able to speak right now. I don't, you know, talk into a microphone or anything. It's fine. So, yeah, that was my first audio. So many things I would do differently. But there's so many things that I can hear the beginning of that I'm really proud of the evolution of. Like the type of content that I do, the reassurance, the acceptance, the way I do things, I can hear the start of it. I can hear my process. My editing obviously has come a long way. I didn't do wet sounds when I first started. It wasn't on my radar. I didn't do a lot of the sound effects live, like the opening of the pants. I now actually have Foley going in the studio with me for most of the things that I do. If I can do it myself live, it's a lot easier than trying to edit it in later. So I do. And I've figured that out. But this shows me where I started. And I can still remember being so nervous when I sat down to record. And this wasn't even done on my my good microphone either. It was this my NT2? I want to say it was my Rode NT2. I think it was. It wasn't on the ribbon mic. Because I can hear a lot of the reverb. I can hear a lot of the little things that is very drastically different from the Rode, like the ribbon mic. And it's, yeah, it's interesting to think of where I started, and it's been 2 years and I'm still going strong and still loving every minute of it. I haven't been able to make as much content lately. I've had a few hiccups, but still plugging away, and there's lots more to come. So, ha ha ha. So yeah, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed that little glimpse behind the curtains, some little tidbits of the way it goes. If you were not aware that I use Foley and I do this as performance, not as real stuff, sorry, I didn't mean to burst your bubble. I'm going to put something in the description, a warning of sorts, so that nobody gets caught up on that. But yeah, thank you for being here. I just want to say to each and every one of you, if you've been with me since the beginning, and I know there are a lot of you that have, just a huge, huge thank you for sticking it out, for supporting me. I'm over 300 audios now. That's a huge number. How? I updated my content table the other day and there's 280 some odd audios on there, plus 30 from the audio vault on Patreon that has not been added. So yeah, north of 300 plus commissions that have not been posted publicly anywhere. So I've made a lot of content. And if you're still here after 2 years, just a huge, huge thank you. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. It's amazing. It's just the most incredible form of support that y'all listen and upvote, message, comment, whatever the case may be. And that means so much to me. If you're new, I hope you enjoyed that look back at my first attempt. And I hope you can enjoy the progression from there. From that audio, I've made a lot of a lot of different types of audios. I tend to try to make a lot of variety, but I've settled into my niches a little bit since that time. When I first started, I was making like everything all over the place and just trying to see what I liked, what I was good at, what people enjoyed. And I still do that to an extent. I have my sort of collections of tags that I try to hit just for my different listener groups. But I was literally throwing everything at the wall to see what sticked. Did I just? I did. English major. Great. To see what stuck. But it was it was a journey and it was discovery. So if you're new, hopefully you've had a chance to go back, or you will go back and check out my my attempt to figure myself out as I went. If you've been around at some point in the middle of the beginning and now, obviously, thank you to each and every one of you for being here, period. I don't care when you showed up. I'm grateful for all of you. And I'm grateful that you have taken the time to listen. If you've listened this far, I'm looking at this and I have unedited 41 minutes in, so I'm going to wrap this up. But thank you to each and every one of you for being here, for showing your support, whether you're a boudoir member, whether you're a follower, whether you're a patron, whether you just listen to my shit here and there and you like it, awesome. It all means the world to me, and it allows me to continue to do what I love, and that's make audios and be a performer. And that's what I will continue to do. So lots of changes coming too. Lots of new things that I want to try. I've got a little bit more time on my hands these days, intentionally. So so there's lots of great things coming, and keep an eye out for that. But for right now, I'm going to wrap this up by saying one more time, thank you to everybody for the last 2 years. And hopefully here's to many more. Take care, guys.